Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Good morning and welcome to The Public File. I'm Doug Thomas, and my guest for this segment is Leilani Freitas. She is the CEO of the Placer SPCA. Good morning, my friend.
Good morning, Doug. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you very much. How are you?
You know, I'm doing well, too. Thankfully, I can say that. So,
yeah.
Thank you for asking.
Crazy times. But you know I'm your biggest fan because you and the crew at the Placer SPCA helped us find the newest member of our family, little Bogey Thomas. And I just want to ask you, can you believe it's been 3.5 years?
I was going to laugh when I heard you say newest member of your family because it felt like, you know, quite some time ago that you actually adopted Bogey.
Right.
And 3.5 years is a bit of time. I'm glad he's fit into your household so well, and I know that he gets along so nicely with your other dog, too. I love seeing the Facebook pictures.
Bogey's older sister, Lacey, also a rescue. And yeah, you've seen the Facebook pictures. Man, it's just too bad those two don't get along, right?
You are so fortunate. I just think that's it was meant to be, Doug. And you were the one that called right away and said, I want to meet this dog. And I said, come on down and meet us here at 11, and we'll show you Bogey. That, I don't think that was his name at the time.
Right.
Named him. And you showed up at 10:30, and we weren't even open yet. You were so anxious to meet this little guy, and you were right. You nailed it.
I'll never forget this, Leilani. I walked back to his cage, and I looked down at him. He looked up at me. The tail was wagging, and that's all she wrote.
It's interesting that you say that, because that was back in the old days, even 3.5 years ago, our old days, because now at the Placer SPCA, we have this brand new adoption and education center, and all of our animals are housed really in rooms. So we don't even refer to them as cages. They're in lovely rooms that are really comfortable for them and are comfortable for our adopters. It's almost like a home-like setting, hospital quality, but a home-like setting. And we just love our new adoption center. Not so new now, open for about 2 years.
Yeah, and you guys are right there on Vacation Corner, like I always say, Tahoe Avenue and Yosemite Street in Roseville. And of course, unfortunately, with the pandemic, you haven't been able to fully utilize the facility, but those days are coming, and soon, I hope. What are some of the changes that you guys have had to make during the pandemic?
Oh, golly. You know, what changes have we made during the pandemic? Where do we start, right? Start in March and get through now to December. And there have been changes sometimes daily, weekly, monthly, just to try to keep up with being responsible for the people who work for us, the people who want to take advantage of our programs, and certainly to provide the best care for the animals. I think some of the ongoing and sometimes the most challenging things are that we are no longer just open to the public to walk in. And that's how we built this center, for people to just come on down. And we wanted as many people as possible to fill this center because it's so filled, really, a shelter. It's so filled with joy and beauty. And we want people to see how well cared for the animals are. And we want them to come and visit our animals and adopt them. But we've had to stop that process. And now we are doing adoptions by appointment only, and I think all of the shelters, quite honestly, throughout the region are doing adoptions by appointments, and it creates its own set of challenges. People have to look online, they have to make an appointment, they have to wait, and none of us like to wait for anything, right?
Right.
If we see something we want it now, and so people are seeing pictures of animals that they'd really like to come and visit, and sometimes it takes a while to get that appointment set up and get them in here to actually meet that animal, if they're still available by the time all of that transaction occurs. So we really need to ask people to be patient and understanding of this really challenging process. It's frustrating for staff because we would love to see you down here. It's frustrating for people who want to adopt a pet. We get it, but please be patient and we'll do everything we can to help you find the right animal. In addition to that, the other things that have been challenging, we haven't been able to have any special events this year.
Right.
So all those events that help raise money to care for the animals throughout the year, canceled. And we felt the impact of that, quite frankly, along with other financial downfalls, like our thrift store. We have a thrift store right here in Roseville, too, and that had to close for several months, and it's open on a more limited level. That thrift store, the income that we anticipate from that on a monthly basis, $28,000.
Wow.
So when you close for several months, 28,000 times that many months is a big loss.
Yep.
But we have always been financially responsible with the donations we've received, and the public has really helped out as much as they can. And I'll tell you what, that does not preclude us from providing the best quality of care we can for these animals that are here and that need us.
Yeah, and speaking of which, I always like to brag about you guys because Placer SPCA, 4-star rating from Charity Navigator. Tell me about that, Leilani.
4 stars is the highest rating that you can receive from this independent evaluator of charities. And I love that you always remember this because I think it's really important when you're donating to an organization to feel confident that they are using your money as wisely as possible. And we receive the highest rating because of fiscal responsibility and transparency. We have a phenomenal board of directors who's responsible for being fiduciaries for this organization, and they do a great job, and I feel very proud and very good for this organization and for my ability to work within such a responsible organization like the Placer SPCA.
Tell me all about your Home for the Holidays promotion that you have going on right now.
We have a great promotion that's funded by Elizabeth Laverty and Kevin Williamson.
Two local superheroes.
Yeah. Yes, absolutely, and in fact, they are volunteers. So they believe so much in what we're doing, and they are here almost daily to help in any way they can. Kevin helps with our recycling program because we invite people to donate their recyclables. He sorts those and takes them to the recycling center so that we can receive funds from that, while his wife comes in and works with especially our dogs. Anyway, they've funded the Home for the Holidays program where we are waiving adoption fees. You'll see that on our website for certain animals that are currently available for adoption, be it cats or dogs. So they have generously contributed toward us being able to do this for the month of December. If you look on our website, there's like a little mistletoe or holly. You'll see the little symbol that indicates that these animals' adoption fees are waived to help them find a home for the holidays.
PlacerSPCA.org. And another item on your website, too, I noticed when I was checking it out, you've got a pet food bank there. I mean, a lot of us are struggling these days, and the last thing that we want to do in these times is to give up our pets. So you guys are making it a little easier for us.
You're right. You know, if someone loves their pet and there's just a little hiccup during a time like this, we want to keep people and pets together whenever that makes sense. So if someone is having difficulty affording pet food for a few months, we'll make that available to them. This program is for Placer County residents, but we really, really, really encourage folks to give us a call, 916-782-7722, if they're in need. We are happy to help them, cat or dog food for sure. We also have a really great program. I'm really worried about people who are out of work and maybe transitioning to different types of housing. We have a program, our SOS program, that helps fund pet rental deposits and also pet boarding fees, as well as unexpected medical fees, so that people can continue to keep their pets with them or can continue to provide them with care even during this challenging time. And that, again, too, is for Placer County residents. But really, really important, if you're struggling and it has to do with you and your pet staying together, give us a call. We'll brainstorm a little bit on what might work for you. That way, we keep pets and people together. We take in those animals where there is no other options, and we're happy to provide care for them here at our center and rehome them as necessary. But we also want you to keep your pet because we know that pets just make life better, and we want everyone's lives to be enriched and enhanced by the pets that they have or that they might adopt.
No question about it. Give me that phone number one more time, Leilani.
916-782-7722. You'll likely have to leave a message. Please be patient for your return phone call. I promise you, you'll get a return call. We're telling folks it's about a 48-hour potential lag time right now. We're short on staff. This whole COVID protocol is driving us all crazy, but we will get back to you. We do want to help in whatever way we can.
Well, I know you guys accept donations. Matter of fact, I swung by and dropped off a Costco bundle of paper towels the other day. I could use those back if you don't mind. No, I'm just kidding.
No give back.
Oh, all right. Okay. You guys go through a lot of paper products. What are some of your current needs, Leilani?
Oh, gosh. We have a wish list on our website, and our website is plastersspca.org. But like you said, we go through a lot of paper products. Still that toilet paper, paper towel, sanitizing wipes, hand sanitizer, all those things that are of need to most everybody and every business we can use as well. We love getting toys for our animals, the right type of toy, because we want to be careful that they don't chew them up and eat them. We want them to be safe.
Right.
So the types of toys we're able to accept are also on our wish list on our website. We have an Amazon Smile wish list as well. And when you go to the Amazon Smile website, it's the same website as Amazon. It's just that a portion of your purchase is donated to an organization of your choice, a charity, and Placer SPCA, I hope, would be that one. And it doesn't cost you anything more. It just is something that Amazon does. And I think we've received, like, over the years, $10,000+ from Amazon purchases from supporters who've just said, I want you to donate some money to the Placer SPCA because I made this purchase. So Amazon Smile is a great website to go to. We have a wish list there. We also have a wish list at plastersspca.org.
Yeah, and I just sent you an email the other day because I just got a notice from Amazon because you guys are my Smile donation request. And so they say that they've donated you guys, you know, not just me, but everybody who picks you guys as their charity, almost $1,000 this year.
Just phenomenal. Actually, I think it's at least that, Doug. I mean, you're such a great supporter. I mean, you support us in so many ways. You're a great ambassador. You talk about Bogey as the great dog that you were able to adopt from us. You are a great supporter in that you donate even paper towels. So you drop by to donate some paper towels, and you're donating through Amazon Smile. My goodness, you're just racking up the points, Mr. Thomas. I really appreciate all that you've done. And it just demonstrates how any one of those things really does make a difference when a community comes together and helps support a charity that they care about.
Well, speaking of making a difference, that's what you do every day, Leilani. We had a big hole in our family after losing Woody. And, you know, we went for 3 or 4 months without a second dog. And, of course, Lacey was, you know, oh, where's Woody? Where's Woody? Started looking on the website. And then all of a sudden, Bogey popped up. I looked at him and I went, okay, I've got to make an appointment with Leilani. I got to get down there. And, oh, man, I can't believe it's 3.5 years ago. But my wife, Crystal, always says that he is 10 pounds of Prozac.
That's a great, you two come up with the best kind of term. I love Vacation Corner, the fact that you talk about Placer SPCA being on Vacation Corner, which is the corner of Yosemite and Tahoe. I think that's fantastic. And I like the Prozac comment too, because calming, you're right. Pets just make life better, as I mentioned before. Studies show, you know, we love to adopt senior pets to seniors. We have a program for that called Special Pals, Special Pets and Loving Seniors, because we know that pets keep us healthy, too. They reduce our anxiety. They actually help to lower our blood pressure when we pet them. This is scientific studies that show this.
Love it.
So we want everyone to stay healthy and well, so therefore we invite you to consider adopting a pet.
Not only that, but if you've got a dog, you're going to have to go for a walk maybe a couple of times a day, right? So it'll
Very
get you moving.
True. Very true. And least we forget the cats.
Oh.
There might be some people who are not able to get out and walk, and that's okay too, because if you're more of a homebody and need to stay inside, well, then a cat might be the right choice for you, right? We have cats, we have dogs, we have rabbits. We right now have rats, and we have some guinea pigs as well. So we have a variety of pets that are available for adoption. Changes daily. Always worth looking at our website, plastersspca.org, to see if there's someone that fits for you.
You're listening to The Public File. I'm Doug Thomas, and my guest this morning is Leilani Freitas of the Placer SPCA. If you're thinking about adding a furry family member this Christmas, remember to adopt rather than shop whenever possible, plastersspca.org. Leilani, it takes money and volunteers to make your operation work, and with everything going on, I know our generous listeners can donate online at plastersspca.org. What about the volunteer situation?
You know, right now, as far as volunteers are concerned, we have had to reduce the number of volunteers coming into our facilities, which makes it even more difficult for us because that means our staff, I mean, we've just been so reliant on our volunteers that our staff really are under a great deal of pressure to try to make up for the lack of volunteers that are in the center, not out of lack of desire, I know, but just lack of ability for us to accommodate that number of people at any one time.
Right.
We are looking at starting some online trainings for new volunteers in the new year and to reestablish our volunteer program. We have a thrift store, and so we are always looking for folks who might be willing to help at the thrift store. There is a volunteer tab on our website, plastersspca.org, that speaks to volunteer opportunities that are available in the present. Certainly, you also mentioned ways in which people can help, and monetary donations make a huge difference. I've seen checks come in the mail from shaky hands of clearly elderly individuals who are donating $5 and $10, and brings tears to my eyes. I couldn't be more grateful, because all of that does add up to help us continue to provide the highest quality of care to the animals. So don't feel like your donation might not matter or might not make a difference. It absolutely does, and we are grateful. But we also understand that it's difficult times for everyone. So you might need our services, and we want you to take advantage of the services that we have to offer. Those are on our website, too. So please know that we're there for you. You've been there for us, and we couldn't be more grateful for all of that.
Definitely a symbiotic relationship because, I mean, you know, me personally, you've helped my family and I'm going to pay it back to you guys for the rest of my life. Now, if someone's listening right now, we're on the air the Sunday before Christmas. I want to be able to give my daughter a new pooch for Christmas. What do I need to do? What's the protocol right now if I want to adopt from the Placer SPCA?
Because of all of the COVID restrictions, it's a little challenging. You do need to go onto our website. You need to look at the animals that are available for adoption, make an appointment, and come down for a visit to see if that's the right fit for you and your family. If you call, you'll have to likely leave a message. It may take a little bit for us to get back to you. I always caution people to be patient. I realize that some people might want to bring a pet home for Christmas time. And we used to say, don't do that. It's a terrible time to do that, which isn't necessarily true because some people do have quiet holiday time where they're off work. We're not traveling right now. So
right.
This might be a time to acquire a pet. But I would say most importantly, be patient so that you can find the right pet for your household. I've seen probably the biggest mistake we make when we acquire a pet is not having patience, not making the right choice, not having realistic expectations. If we do make a choice in terms of how long it takes to make those adjustments and having a pet fit into your household and fit with your family. So patience is critical, and it might not be December 25th that you bring home your new dog or your new cat. It may be January 15th, but if you're patient and it's the right dog or cat, it's a family member and it's going to be with you for a very long time. I really have always, even pre this unique year, emphasized patience in terms of acquiring new pets to make sure that you're picking one that's right for you and not just because you have to have it by this date. That makes sense.
Yeah, absolutely. No, if someone's thinking about adopting for the holidays, I mean, like you said, December 25th is just a day on the calendar. It may be Christmas, but it's one of those things where things are a little crazy these days. You may not be able to bring the dog or the cat home before Christmas, but hey, if you make the promise to your child that, hey, guess what? Santa is bringing you this, but it's a little backlogged. The dog or cat, they're prepping him right now, and he's going to be perfect by the time we get to bring him home.
I'm sure there's many ways to work through that. You can get online and look at pictures. If you haven't even selected the pet that's right for your household yet, you can work with your kiddos or your spouse or your partner and get online and start trying to decide what's going to be the best fit for you. Do some research, some breed-specific research, so that you have an understanding of the different needs of the different breeds of animals. You might even find that you go from wanting a dog to wanting a cat instead, or maybe a guinea pig. I don't know.
Right.
Let this be a process because it's an important process, and it really is. You know, I'm sitting here today with my 15-year-old dog, and I've had him for all those 15 years. That's a long time for both of us to share our lives together.
Sure.
He's aging, but he's been a joy in my life, and we have a commitment to one another, and especially me to him right now as he starts to go through that aging process. But 15 years, that's how long I've had him, and that's likely a length of time that one can expect when they adopt a pet.
We've talked about my two four-legged furry kids, Bogey and Lacey. Let's talk about Joey a little bit.
My Joey, actually, you know what? We are so fortunate because we have a great community. And even 15 years ago, we were transferring animals in from other shelters that did not have the resources to provide the care that they needed. So Joey actually came from another shelter. And the staff were very excited and wanted me to see him because he was so cute. And I ended up adopting him. He's aging. He's got a few things wrong with him. And we just recently had to have his eye removed. But he still enjoys going for walks with his little ears flopping. And he likes to eat. And so he's doing fine. He just happens to be 15 now.
I just happened to see your picture on Facebook the other day, too, of Joey, and he couldn't look any happier.
Yeah, I mean, it's the commitment you make, right? When they're young and they're cute and everything's great, fine, but now he's at an age where he needs some special care, and I'm grateful that I'm here to be able to give that to him when his needs are the greatest.
Fantastic. Well, Leilani, we're running out of time. Before we go, I would like you to leave our listeners this morning with a little bit about the Placer SPCA and Home for the Holidays. Do a little recap for me, Leilani.
The Placer SPCA is located at 200 Tahoe Avenue in Roseville, California, but we are not open. We are adoptions by appointment. If you go to placerspca.org, you will be able to see the animals that are available online, and then we invite you to call. Please be patient. You'll need to leave a message. We'll promise we'll get back to you, but it will take some time. We have a wonderful adoption and education center. We are certainly encouraging folks who are able to give online. Go to that website, placerspca.org, for monetary donations or to see our wish list at this particular time. We are so thankful for the community's support, and we're so grateful that we're able to support the community when they're in need as well. So if you're in need of services for your pet, you can also see what services we're able to offer. Don't hesitate to call, because we know that pets make life better, and we want you and your pet to stay together whenever possible.
Fantastic. Give me the phone number a couple of times. Someone's reaching for a pencil right now, Leilani.
916-782-7722. That's the Placer SPCA in Roseville, California. You'll likely have to leave a message. We ask you to be patient with the return call. We're doing our best. It's a crazy time. We're grateful for your interest, and we will promise we will call you back after you leave a message.
And that phone number one more time.
Our phone number is 916-782-7722. You'll likely need to leave a message, and we'll give you a call back. It may take as much as 48 hours. We're short-staffed. It's a crazy time, but we promise we will get back to you. We definitely want to talk to folks who want to help or who have needs. So please be patient, and we're happy to call you back.
Placer SPCA, where you complete families. Thank you so much for joining me this morning, Leilani Freitas of the Placer SPCA. If you're thinking about adding a furry family member this Christmas, remember to adopt rather than shop whenever possible, placerspca.org. Always a pleasure, my friend.
Thanks for being a great cheerleader.
This has been The Public File. If you'd like us to cover your nonprofit organization, email sacpsa@entercom.com, sacpsa@entercom.com. I'm Doug Thomas. Stay safe, stay connected, and thanks for listening.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.